Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Edge Talk Radio Show with your host, Angela Zabel. Are you ready to dive in deep and expand your consciousness? Together, helping you on your journey, answering your questions to understand us, this world, and beyond. Connecting, making our lives better, easier, and more joyful. Come learn with me. Relax. Be curious, and let's have some fun. Join me today. Welcome, everyone, to Blog Talk Radio, and this is Edge Talk Radio. This is part of Edge Magazine's radio station, and I just want to say we are going to be having, my name is Angela Zabel, and we're going to be having Drake Eastburn. He is a board-certified hypnotherapist from Eastern Hypnotherapy Center in Denver, Colorado, and the author of 8 books on tonight. Just a little background on me. My name is Angela Zabel. I am a teacher, coach, and a medium. I work with a team on the other side. I've been connected to spirit my entire life, and now I share messages from a multitude of realms with people. I'm a teacher, coach, and a medium, radio show host, writer, retreat host, gallery reader, speaker. I do online, private, and group sessions and classes. I offer guidance, mediumship, intuition, and do speaking engagements. I love to share what I know and my knowledge with people around the world. And I have people I've worked with throughout North America and the world. And tonight, we are going to be talking about, I'm going to back up just a hair. I also want to talk about the Edge Magazine. So the Edge Magazine is on leading events and media resource dedicated to all aspects of holistic living, health and wellness, and the mysteries beyond, sharing information, wisdom, and resources, committed and promoting to promoting businesses, organizations, and individuals who support their collective journey to wholeness and balance. You can find out more information on them at edgemagazine.net. And for mine, you can check out angelazabel.com. So tonight we have Drake Eastburn. So Drake is a board-certified hypnotherapist, co-founder with multiple offices in Eastburn Hypnotherapy Center in the Eastburn Institute of Hypnosis. He's a full-time practice in the Denver metropolitan area. He's a former board of director for the Education of School for Integrated Hypnotherapy. He has 40 years experience in hypnotism. He's on a mission to commit to educate people on the reality and impact of hypnosis. His global training uses advanced methods in regression therapy, revolving repetitive body focus behaviors, which are things like nail biting, skin picking, regression therapy, and smoking cessation. So he's official hypnotherapist to the U.S. Olympic cycling and athletes across all sports. His hypnosis is effective for anxiety and performance, helping athletes from freezing in critical moments. He's the author of 8 books, including The Power of the Past, Power Pattern, The Therapeutic Hypnotist, The Power of Suggestion, Whatever Hypnotist Needs to Know, No Time to Waste, The Powerful Hypnotic Weight Loss Secrets You Need to Know, What is Hypnosis, and his recent book, The Hypnotist Bible. So there's a lot to unpack with Drake here, and he's also using hypnotism for personal growth and healing as a migraine sufferer. He loved the positive changes he experienced, including eliminating his migraines completely. From that point on, hypnotism shaped his entire career. So he also is, along with his wife, Lindsay, teach foundational classes in hypnotism through their institute in Colorado and globally, teaching students and certified hypnotherapists, postgraduate and continuing education courses for those who want to specialize in it, and with methods such as the regression therapy, transformational replay, resolving repetitive body focus behaviors, and there's words I can't pronounce, so I'm going to go by them. Also, he works with the state-of-the-art smoking cessation called Puffed Enough. He's an approved instructor through the state of Colorado, the National Guild of Hypnotists, and the American Council of Hypnotist Examiners. He's a faculty member of numerous organizations throughout and the Colorado Free University, leads stress management classes for public schools, which I think is very cool, and part of the Employment Assistance Program, the National Guild of Hypnotists, and he is has been a presenter at many conferences in Marlborough, Massachusetts, Mid-America Hypnotist Conventions in Illinois, and the Solid Gold Convention in Las Vegas. He's also a former ultra-distance runner, give you lots of credit for that, and has run the Pikes Peak Marathon, that's huge, and the Mount Evans Trophy run numerous times. He's a black belt in Aikido, I believe that's correct, not positive though, and has competed in the USA, UK, and Japan. His passion for sports led him to professionally work with athletes from almost every sport, including football, golf, and cheer. He's the official hypnotist to the U.S. Olympic cycling team and has worked with the entire men's team and part of the women's cycling team. And he's also worked with the national cycling champion, Timmy Duggan, helping him through his traumatic brain injury. Drake's focus is on psychological aspect of sports. He also helps athletes get in the zone to be more consistently successful. His hypnosis work is effective for anxiety and performance and is especially helpful to keeping athletes from freezing in critical moments of extreme pressure, especially when the stakes are high. He currently lives in Colorado with his wife and two dogs, and in his free time enjoys gardening, reading, writing, and restoring his 1949 Model D John Deere tractor, which I think is pretty cool. And he donates his time every November by hosting free seminars that help people stop smoking. So, Drake, there is a heck of a lot to unpack here with you. You are very well-rounded.
I think you took care of it. We can go home now.
Oh, no, no. I have many questions. You're not done yet.
Okay. I bet you have a few of those John Deeres up there in Wisconsin, eh?
Just a few of them. Just a few of them. They're very cool. I like them.
Yeah.
So one of the things that really kind of intrigued me is your journey started. I mean, I don't know many people who are going to say, hey, I'm going to go into hypnotherapy. And for you, I noticed that you used it to start with because you were a migraine sufferer. And
right.
So can you tell us, like, how that journey started and how you went from having migraines to even checking into hypnotherapy?
Yeah, so it was kind of fumbled into that a bit, but in the early 70s, I was working on my own personal growth, and I started doing the Silva method, which is a type of hypnosis. Jose Silva was a hypnotherapist, and he put this program together, and I came from a very dysfunctional family at that time, and, you know, Silva's mantra was, you know, change your mind, change your life. And I really put that to use for me, and I really turned my life around. And like you say, I was a migraine sufferer at the time, and I used those methods to be rid of the migraines. And I've not had a migraine since, and I've helped a lot of people get rid of theirs. So, I just, whatever classes I could find, wherever, sometimes I had to go to the West Coast or to Las Vegas or out on the East Coast. And I was taking some classes here. There was I teach at Colorado Free University now, but back then it was Denver Free University. And they were offering some hypnosis classes. And I became friends with the instructor and one of the students. And we all went into business together using hypnosis methods to build wealth. And we were pretty successful at that. And then I kind of branched off and was doing my own thing. I wasn't planning on being a hypnotist. But one day the light came on. I've been accumulating the credentials and things. And I go, you know, that I was a diesel mechanic, and that was a lot of hard, heavy, dirty work. And I go, you know, I think I could make a living out of doing this stuff. And I opened up my practice, and, you know, I was single. I didn't have a trust fund or wealthy parents or anybody to help me, and I just had to make a go at it. And pretty soon I was the biggest guy in town, and one thing has led to another, and kind of where we are now. And it's been an adventure. You know, and I was just talking with somebody about this yesterday. And they go, you know, Monday or like Sunday evening, they start getting a sick feeling in their stomach because they got to go to work on Monday. And I'll tell you, I have never felt that way as working as a hypnotist, because every day is an adventure. And every day I get to meet people on a level that is uncommon. And sometimes people are talking to me about things that nobody else has ever heard from them. And it's a real privilege to be able to speak to people in that way. You know, so often our conversations kind of surface, but you really get to know people at a different level. And it's really, like I say, it's a privilege to have that. And so if you want, I can talk about some of the stuff we had kind of mentioned. And I
do want you to go on that. I'm going to back you up a little bit because you said something that really intrigued me. And I think for other people, it may intrigue them also because we are talking about setting goals for 2023. And you just talked about how you had a job with Beef Mechanic, how it's like it's hard work. You want to go into something else. And you said you started out with some of this working using hypnotism to help you gain wealth. How did that work?
So we would do various hypnotic processes on each other, and we looked at a lot of different venues for making money. And I was already heavily invested in real estate at the time, and I was kind of looking at some other directions. But the other two guys were kind of intrigued by the real estate thing, and so I said, you know, it looks like this is the direction we're supposed to go. And once we put our mental powers in that direction, I think at our first closing, I think we closed on six properties at one closing, five or six of them all at once, you know, and we were in it. And we opened an investment company and a property management company, and it worked out really well. And I got divorced and I gave all that to her, and I've never looked back. Well, I still owned a lot of houses and stuff, but I sold my interest to those, my partners, just to uncomplicate things, but it worked out well. And I never regretted my decisions there, because that really did work out, even though I could have a lot more money, but I tell you what, sometimes your peace of mind is worth a lot more than a dollar.
And that is something that's so key. And that's something, so with the, I want to kind of debunk, and we had talked of, or mentioned, you had mentioned different other times about debunking the idea of hypnotism. So is it like, I mean, there's people that are out there saying, you know, they'll make you run around and turn around and, you know, cluck like a chicken and all this kind of stuff.
You know, no, you know, it's like you won't do anything. You know, we see a lot of that comes from stage shows that people see. And I'm trained in stage hypnosis, and sometimes I do some kind of fun things and like that. But a lot of what you see, a good stage hypnotist, their ability has a lot to do with, or their success, I should say, has a lot to do with their ability to pick out the right sort of person to be up on stage. And I want the guy who is the life of the party type of person, the guy who at a party was stand on his head in the corner and drink a beer through his nose and things like that. Because when you ask him to do something stupid, he's willing. You got a willing subject, and that's what you're looking for. I see a lot of the trend in stage hypnosis these days is to get a bunch of people up on stage and then start working with them and gradually sending the ones back to their seats who are not going to be that good. And then you wean it down to where you just got to end up with just a few people up on stage. And that's kind of the way it's done these days a lot. But there's things too. I mean, a stage hypnotist, if all he does is go, who would like to be up on stage? well, who's going to raise their hand but somebody who's an extrovert and likes to be the center of attention and like that. So you got a certain personality right away, and all the introverts are sitting in the audience going, eh, you would catch me up there doing that. And that's why they're not up there.
I love that.
Yeah.
So for your perception of hypnosis after using it for almost 40 years now, is hypnosis really going in and helping people focus on their goals, focusing on things that are like bothering them? I mean, what is your goal or your technique? Are you really working on focusing people more, or is there something else you're doing?
Yeah, and that's part of it. Yeah, and in hypnosis, it's what we call focused concentration, it's a relaxed experience. When we focus on something, when we concentrate, that's what I want to say. When we have focused concentration, it's a relaxed experience. You know, it's like I always had in my mind, concentrating meant, you know, there was smoke coming out of your ears and you're trying to think really hard. That's not it at all. Real concentration should be a real calm sort of process. And when that happens, your data banks are much more accessible. Your long-term memory and your imaginative processes are much more accessible. And so, yeah, it's really helpful in that sense. And but it's more than just that. You know, there's a lot of things. People have blocks, and whether we realize it or not, you know, it's like, and you might even feel yourself being held back. You know, it's like we start to move ahead, and then, but something's holding us back, and it could be, you know, we think, well, I've got a college education, and I've been in this business, and I know how to do these things, and yet we're not moving ahead. But sometimes it's past programming and things like that that are holding us back. A lot of times it's very simple. I mean, a lot of times it's just about me sitting there and talking to your subconscious mind and convincing it, you know, there's a better way to do things. Other times we might have to look at what is it that's holding you back? You know, what is it, what kind of programming do you get as a youngster, maybe? And I'll tell you, in my case, I was raised as the stupid kid, and there was very low expectation for me. My older brother, he was the smart one, and they made sure he did well in school and went to a good college. And for me, they made sure I could get a good grip on a shovel handle because they figured that's where I was going. But, you know, it's like kind of when I did the Silva method and stuff, I realized I had more abilities and stuff than what I was led to believe. And, yeah, I didn't do well in school. I lived up to those expectations. But afterwards, I found out there was I could do a lot of things that I'd been programmed that I couldn't do. And that's a lot of it, is getting around. And that forms our critical faculty, what we call in hypnosis the critical faculty. Because when we learn things young, that becomes part of our paradigms, part of how we relate to the world. And at a point, if somebody says, you know, like for me, if my programming is I'm stupid and somebody tells me I'm smart, that doesn't compute because it's already locked in my critical faculty that I'm not smart. So I used hypnosis a lot to get beyond that and to kind of reprogram things. And that's just a small kind of example, but and that could be holding a lot of people back now. I mean, they may want to lose weight, but maybe somewhere along the way they got messages that you're not going to, or you, like a lot of people out there probably were programmed to clean their plates as a youngster, and now that strategy isn't working for us.
I love how you kind of went back, because I think a lot of things that, like the anxiety, and I know you work with anxiety, nail biting, skin picking, the relationship issues, the weight loss, and achieving your goals. I mean, honestly, if you're programming, if you're told you're not going to amount to anything, and you just start internalizing anxiety and it comes out, I'm just guessing here, but I'm guessing some of that anxiety also comes out in the nail biting and skin picking, and it's
sure.
And it's like working through those aspects of our previous programming. And that's where you're saying the hypnosis is something that can help you reprogram those aspects. And I've met a lot of people that say, like, there's no way I can ever move by that because that's all I've been told. And I love how you're kind of putting it out there, like, yeah, there is ways to work through that. And when you're doing the hypnosis with people, is it like, I mean, everyone's different. Are you going where there's multiple sessions? Are some people good in one session? What's your experience been with that?
Yeah, it's some of both. It depends on what we're dealing with. For instance, when it comes to smokers, it's one session thing. You're in, you're out, you're done. And, you know, I mean, that might seem incredible, especially for people who have tried to stop smoking before. We can just walk out the door and never care about a cigarette again. I mean, it is like a miracle. And I know a lot of people might not think that, but I say it all the time. You know, you've been controlled by this drug. And all of a sudden it's like, boom, it's gone. And you don't care about it anymore. And to me, that falls in the miracle category.
Oh, absolutely. And that's something, so when you're working with people and you do some sessions on phone, online, you have different, or in person, and is that something where people can just, you know, call you up, set up a session and say, hey, can you help me with this? And then you're taking them through those sessions online and over the phone?
Yeah. Like I just had a gal today. I've done most of her. She's in college in Georgia State University, but she was in town here, so I got to do an in-person session with her. But I've been working with her on Zoom and like that sometimes, and that's mostly what I'm doing these days when I'm working online is Zoom. But sometimes, like one of my cyclists might be at the Tour de France, and they'll shoot me a text message and go, I need help with something, and I'll make them a recording and download it to them. And so I do a lot of that sort of thing. I like to see people in person, you know, because you can see their body language and things like that. But it's a modern world, and electronics, I got to learn this stuff because I'm immersed in it, whether I like it or not, you know, but it is the way of the world. But, you know, you were talking about anxiety, and I have to say that's the biggest part of my practice. You know, it used to be smokers and this, that, and the other thing, and now every other person that walks through the door, it's anxiety, it's panic attacks, and like that. And I think it's really a reflection of our culture and what's going on. We're so stressed out, and people's coping mechanisms are breaking down. So they don't know what else to do, so they come in and see me, which is really a great thing to do, because we can get beyond that. And sometimes it just doesn't take a lot. You know, sometimes it's, you know, two or three sessions and that's it. And actually it probably wouldn't even take that many for most of these people, but we like to make sure, you know, we've got everything and they're heading in the right direction and like that. But it's just, it's our culture. And even things like you were talking about nail biting and skin picking and trichotillomania, things like grinding your teeth. These are all what we call repetitive body-focused behaviors. And they're what we call tensive energy behaviors. And it is stress-related. And it could be stress that we're dealing with currently. It could be residual stress from things that have happened in our past. And even though those things are over and done with. We may have even dealt with them in a therapeutic way, but we still are stuck with the habit that we created doing all that. So it's sometimes it's real easy to get rid of those. Sometimes we have to go back and look at what caused this, what happened. And we look at things like birth experience a lot, because a lot of times anxiety starts very early, like in utero even, or at the birth experience, because things can go wrong. We can get stuck in the birth canal. We can have the cord wrapped around us. Mother can have complications. There's just a lot of things that can go wrong that now kind of sets the tone for what's going to happen from there on out. So that's where anxiety a lot of times gets started. That doesn't mean that I always have to look at your birth experience. I mean, we'll talk about it, but a lot of times, like I say, I can just talk to your subconscious mind and convince it, you know, there's better ways of doing things and like that. And it's pretty easy stuff and it feels good. You know, everything should be like that.
So that's kind of brief. That's very interesting with the birth experience. I never would have thought of that. That's so cool. And one of the things I was just thinking, when you're saying you're talking to the subconscious, so are you kind of putting people in a hypnotic state and then you're asking questions of them, or how does a session look?
Generally, I'm not asking questions. If I'm talking to the subconscious, usually I'm working in a very deep state of hypnosis when I'm doing this. I've got a special method that I've used, and I've trained some people around the world in doing this. There are times when we have conversation in hypnosis, or we call interactive process. But mostly when I'm dealing with things like anxiety and like that, it's more this deep state stuff where I do all the heavy lifting and you just get to sit back and enjoy it. I actually was pretty lucky some years back, well, quite a few years back, actually, a gal came to me for trichotillomania, and I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that's when that's when people pull their hair nervously, you know, and it's a lot of times skin picking and nail biting and stuff goes along with it, and it can range, you know. I mean, some people will just pull their eyebrows or their eyelids, but other people will pull hair from anywhere in their body, especially like our head. And but it's a result of tensive energy in our body. And, you know, I would do somebody for this every once in a while, but it wasn't something that came in regularly. And then I had a gal who came in, and she was the leader of a trichotillomania support group. And I think she was 22 at the time, and she was a very intelligent young lady. She was moving up the ladder of her company really fast, and she was getting married soon. And I talked to her and I said, well, it's not real apparent you're pulling. And then she took her wig off and she just had one little tuft of hair on her head, and other than that she was snatched bald, pulled out every hair of her head. And so I started working with her, and I started developing this method, and pretty soon she wasn't pulling her hair. And pretty soon she sent everybody to me from her support group, and all of them stopped pulling their hair. Plus there was another support group in the near the Denver University area. There was another one in Boulder and one in Fort Collins. They all came to me and all of them stopped pulling their hair.
Wow.
So
that's impressive.
I got known as the guy that did that. But what it did was it gave me all these people to work with where I could perfect these techniques. And it's worked really well with trichotillomania, but also nail biting and skin picking and all those kind of clenching your teeth. And, you know, it's like I actually one time I went to the dentist. And he says, man, you're eating your teeth. And I'd never had any issues like that, but I noticed my jaws were getting a little tight, you know. And I'd gotten married and inherited a couple of stepkids and stuff, and I was now achieving a level of stress I didn't know was humanly possible. And so he says, the dentist says, well, I can make you a night guard. And I go, no, that's all right. I'll just do some hypnosis and get rid of this. Well, it just so happened a couple of my students were going to do a session for this. One of them was grinding his teeth. And they had some script that they got somewhere. And I said, listen, I'm just going to sit in with you and steal some of this. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening to these guys and I'm going, this is the dumbest script I've ever heard. And I stopped grinding my teeth. It's like, so it was pretty easy stuff. And I guess the other guy probably stopped grinding his teeth too. But sometimes it doesn't take a lot. Sometimes it goes really easy. And I'll tell you another story where it happened really quick. My wife and I had been at a business meeting in Omaha, and it was over the 4th of July holiday. And on the way back to Colorado, we're driving down Interstate 80. And I'm just driving along, and everything's fine. And I just start having a nosebleed from out of nowhere. And I'm got napkins and whatever, trying to stop it. And I'm getting mad. I can't stop it. And couldn't find a place to pull over. And we pulled into, I see a rest stop ahead. And I pull in and I want to go into the restroom and get cleaned up and like that. But there was a line going in there and I'm just going, oh my God. And I see way off in the distance, there's a picnic table under a shade tree. And I go over there, and Lindsay goes into the restroom to get some paper towels and stuff. And she comes back, and she starts hypnotizing me. And she's talking about the right brain and the left brain and this. And I'm going, this isn't going to do anything. And I tell you, I could feel it the moment it just shut off, just like that. I could just feel it. Now, I'm still ticked off. And I want to talk. I wouldn't talk to her. I wouldn't say anything, but I got in the car and got cleaned up and all the way home, I was still mad, but my nose was bleeding. You know, so. I don't even know what she said, but it wasn't anything very complicated, but a lot of times it doesn't take a lot to control things. And it shouldn't surprise me. I mean, I've helped other people stop bleeding and stuff like that, nosebleeds and things, but it was like, sometimes it just doesn't take
it on you. Very different when it affects you back.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, no kidding it is.
So that brings me to a question. I mean, can people, like you're the author of 8 different books. Can people get information on your books that they can do some self-work on themselves? Or is that not a possibility? Or what's your opinion?
I'll say this, some easy resources is to go to our website, and we've got some free downloads for like stress reduction and healing your physical body and a bunch of different stuff. So that would be a really easy way. If somebody is just starting out and wants to get more introduced, my book, What is Hypnosis Really, is an easy read to give you a good kind of overview of what kind of goes on. And actually there's a second edition, was supposed to be out today, but there's been a little hold up on that. But there's actually a chapter there, and I talk about how to use hypnosis as you go off to sleep at night and take advantage of what we call the hypnagogic state. So there's a lot of possibilities. My latest book just came out like a couple of weeks ago, and I just got some copies of it, The Hypnotist's Bible. Now, unless you're a hypnotist, this probably is not going to be a book for you, but it is a lot of information for hypnotists. It's a glossary, a huge glossary of terminology and things. So there's that. But now my weight loss book, that is one. No Time to Waste, that is one that would help a lot of people, and it's on audio only now. So you get the whole thing is done in audio, and I lead you through the whole hypnotic weight loss process on that. So, you know, that is the one that if you're looking to drop a few LBs, that is a good one for those people.
I love that because, you know, a lot of people have new goals. It's the new year. They're looking at how they can improve themselves. And I know weight loss is usually a good one up there. And I like how you have the different aspects on your website. And I just want to let people know your website is hypnodenver.com. And
yes.
I also want to let people know if anybody has any questions, they can call in and ask a question live at 714-364-4750. And I also want to let people know you're also, you have a Facebook at HypnoDenver, Instagram at Drake Eastburn, and you've got a YouTube channel and it's the Eastburn Hypnotherapy Center in Denver. But for people to go out there and check out the site at hypnodenver.com, that's a great resource for people, a good starting point. And I love the fact you talked about anxiety, and there's mm-hmm. one thing that you had in your bio. It's your, you help your psychological aspects of sport, and you help athletes get in the zone to be more consistently successful. And it's your hypnosis work is effective for anxiety and performance, and especially helping athletes from freezing in critical moments of extreme pressure, especially when the stakes are high. So one of the things I feel there's a lot of people with anxiety that freeze up before you even start doing something because you're afraid to do the next step. And
right.
is that something with, when you're working with athletes, that's like, is that like a big core thing you're working with to help them not to freeze and working
yes,
through anxiety?
Yes, it can be. And it's, you know, that you mentioned that lately, I've had several people come to me with that very issue for pickleball. Do you know what
really?
It is? Yeah.
I do know pickleball, yes, for pickleball.
Yeah. And it's like all of a sudden I get all these people coming in for pickleball and anxiety related, and they're all doing good. You know, most of like the cyclists and stuff that I work with, most of these guys are, and women are, they're elite athletes. They're already elite athletes, and most of them are dealing necessarily with anxiety of going into a competition or something. But there's a lot of things that could be. And I always tell them, I'm not going to make you an elite athlete. You already are. What I'm going to do is give you that edge, that thing that puts you over the finish line first. Because in these kind of sports, it doesn't take much to be just a little bit better than somebody else, because it's a tough game out there. And if I give them a little edge, and Timmy Dugan was one of those that he said, it was just like you put it in my head. It happened exactly like you said, and he won the race and everything, but and not to say he hadn't already won any races, but he ended up, he had a traumatic brain injury at the Tour de Georgia. And then, and I'd worked with him previously, but we did a lot of work because he was at Craig Rehabilitation Center for some time and coming to see me all the time. And he gives me a lot of credit, but I'll tell you what, I may have helped, but I always tell people, I don't heal anybody. The healer is the one sitting in the recliner. All I'm doing is helping them to heal themselves. And I don't take credit for that. But he went out after all that brain injury, and then he went the next year and became the national cycling champion and went to the Olympics. So that's pretty big
stuff. I love that, and I love the fact that you say you're not the healer. You're the facilitator. You're helping the people heal themselves, and that's, I think that's so key for so many people to realize, is that people that are helping them to find their empowerment, to move through anxiety, to reach their goals, they are people who are just helping them to get there, but not doing the work for them. I love that.
Yeah, and that's that I write about in my book, The Therapeutic Hypnotist. You know, a doctor is not a healer. He may help you. You know, if you have a broken bone or something, or I should say she, my doctors are mostly she's these days, but, you know, if you break your arm, yeah, the doctor might set the bone and put it in a cast, but it's your body. It's you doing the healing, you know, and if you never saw a doctor, that bone would mend. It might not be pretty sometimes, but your body will still heal itself. And you have to think of the subconscious is in every cell of the body. And with hypnosis, we are stimulating the subconscious and the cells of the body to heal. And I say that right now, I'm sitting there, I have a broken foot. I got to direct a little energy at that.
Oh, man.
I need to take some of my own medicine here.
You're talking from personal experience right now.
That's right. Yeah.
I love that. And so as you've moved through this, you've been working with so many people throughout the years. Have you noticed a trend in what you've helped people with throughout the years? Like you said, now it's a lot focusing on anxiety. And I can understand with the world, I've been having so many people talking to me about how they have so much anxiety and the panic attacks and how to work through that. And when you're working with people, I know people that are like, they're anxious to even contact someone to do hypnotism.
Yeah.
Is there something you can to let people help people through that?
Yeah, you are absolutely right. And I've had people who had such anxiety that just coming into an appointment created even more anxiety and they couldn't do it. So one of the things I do is I offer people a half-hour free consultation, you know, and we can do that online or even on the phone, or they can come into my office if that's convenient. So they can kind of put a toe in the water and they can get to know me and get their questions answered without being obligated in any way. And I never put pressure anybody because I do not want somebody to come into my office because I did a good job of selling. That's not my, I want people to come into my office because they made a consideration. They thought about this and then they determined by getting their questions answered and things that maybe this is something they want to do. I want to give them a chance to talk it over with their spouse and like that. I don't want anybody to think they just, they're being sold, because it's something when you make up your mind, it's going to work a lot better for you. When you decide on your own that that's something you want to do, then it's going to be working in your favor. I don't want people questioning why they ended up in my office. So, yeah, that's
I love that aspect. And because, yeah. You know, I hadn't met you before, and we got on just before the show and kind of talked. And I've got to say, for people wondering, Drake is very easy to talk with and very down to earth. And that's something I really love. I knew it was going to be a fun night after talking to him at the beginning. So I think we have someone on the line. I'm going to see if they have a question for us.
Sure, sure.
Hello, you're on the line. Do you have a question for Drake or I?
Yes. It seems that everybody is experiencing anxiety right now. I am one of those grinders, mouth chewer grinders. I chew through my mouth guards like you wouldn't believe. Is this something that could be handled in just a couple of visits, or, you know, I know that there are a multitude of reasons for anxiety,
mm-hmm.
but, And what kind of pricing do you have?
Okay, yeah. No, typically a couple of sessions is reasonable for something like that. And, you know, unless there's really some deep-seated thing going on. And I would like to quote you prices. And I don't even know what I charge because I do not deal with that. My office manager takes care of all that. And she is my brains. Angela was talking about the different things we got going on. But I tell you, if it wasn't for my office manager, Haley Middleton, I wouldn't get anything done because I just have too much to do. So she takes care of all that stuff. But she's also a trained hypnotherapist, and she's easy to talk to, and I appreciate her very much. And she would take good care of anybody. But you're right. A lot of people say the same thing. They chew through their mouth guards and things like that. And sometimes people do teeth grinding, and I'll be working on something else. But sometimes that fits in really well with other things that I'm doing. So sometimes we can work on a few things all at once. Other things don't fit together as well, but some things do. But I'll tell people if I've done some stuff around grinding their teeth and they've been wearing a teeth guard, I say, your best thing is to not put your teeth guard in after your hypnosis session, because doing that causes you to have something to bite on. And so we want to make sure, we want to test the hypnosis, not the night guard. So it's kind of like that, because if you put the night guard in, then there's a tendency for you to want to bite down on it because you have in the past. So we like to test it without the night guard and make sure that what we're doing is working well. You know, going on our website and getting the stress reduction recording would be a good start. That might do it for a lot of people. You know, I don't talk about teeth grinding in particular, but just reducing your stress might help a lot.
Okay. How did you go from being a mechanic to a hypnotherapist?
Well, you know, even when I was a mechanic, I was doing hypnosis. I'd worked a lot of places, but the last job I had was 20 years at a large school district. And I had 19 really good years there and one really sucky year. And I just going, I got to make a change. And I'd looked at making other changes in that field. And I didn't leave that field because I didn't like it. I enjoyed the work I was doing, and especially doing it for a school district, because I liked being involved in the educational system. And I even taught auto shop for a few years and things like that. And I served on a lot of committees and did a lot of interesting things. But I knew I was going to change, and it was just hypnosis was the thing. You know, it's like I'm going, God, I've been doing this. I know how to do this. I might as well, you know, and it's like the light came on one day and it's like, duh, it's like, it's right there in front of you. Just do it. So I did. And, I've enjoyed every minute of it. I mean, it's always, every time I go in the office, it's a new adventure, because you never know what happens when somebody walks through that door. I'll tell you some interesting stuff. I had, years ago down in, trying to think of a little town down in southern Colorado by the New Mexico border. But there was a doctor there who was performing sex change operations. And this is the only place in the world for people to go to. And it was really, their economy depended on this down there. And I was getting a lot of these people who were going through a sex change. And it's like, it was very exciting and interesting, you know, because when these people would come in, there's no manual that's tells you how to do hypnosis for sex change or like that. So it's like, It's how do you take this? And what I find is that whatever comes in the door, we can apply hypnosis principles to it, and we can help people. It was interesting to go through some of that. And there's been other things that, you know, people think they've been abducted by aliens or stuff like that, and they come in and, you know, we're going to work with this. And I've yet to find anybody that actually was abducted by aliens, although I wished I could. But it'd be very interesting. But most of them, you know, they fell asleep or something. Not much really happened, but it is interesting to explore at least.
I love the idea that you're open to listening to anyone who comes in and working with what's there. And, you know, there are a lot of things out there I'm thinking that you will probably find more on coming up in the future here, coming up, that you're going to experience different things. And maybe it might be with people who have had alien, you know, encounters or abductions. But,
yeah.
To be open to that and go, you know, let's work with it no matter what it is. I think that's pretty amazing.
Yes, yes. It is amazing. And, you know, it's like when you help somebody like this and you go home at the end of the day and you know why you did this kind of work. And, you know, a lot of times there are people will come in and I even write about that in the therapeutic hypnotist, but they'll come in and I'm their last resort. They've tried the medication. They tried this kind of therapy and they tried this thing and that thing and nothing has worked. And that's always, you know, a lot of people, oh my God, now the pressure's on. But to me, that's not the case at all. To me, if I'm the last resort, then I'm the thing that's going to work for them. Cause you know, it's psychological and I can affect that. When I was a mechanic, I was the lead mechanic in this shop for years. And whenever somebody would have a problem they couldn't figure out, and every mechanic in there tried to do something, and then they'd come to me and they go, and that, to me, that was a great position to be in. Because all I had to do is I had to listen to what they'd done, what they tried, what didn't work, and that pretty much eliminated a whole lot of stuff. And I go, well, I think it's this thing. And, of course, it always ended up being that thing because it wasn't everything else. And that's the way when somebody comes in and they've tried physical therapy, they've tried mental therapy, they've tried drugs, and they've tried this, and then they come to me, and that's where I want to be. I want to be in that position. I want to be the last resort because I can help those people.
I love that. So I forgot the one who called in. What was your name?
Jill,
I appreciate your question. I love it. It was a great question. Did you have another question for Drake?
No, I find this absolutely fascinating. There's so much anxiety, and if more people, we don't have enough therapists in this country to deal with all of it right now, and if hypnosis would work. Wow.
Yes, it's much faster. And you're right. We do not have enough therapists of any kind. And I'm writing a book right now, and I'm talking about the mental health of this country is a lot of what I'm talking about. And it's like we don't need to go to space. We need to fix ourselves before we go invading the rest
right.
of the universe.
I love that.
Right.
That is so very true. Awesome.
And that's why we have all this anxiety. It's a reflection of what's going on. You know, every time you turn on the TV or the radio, it's breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a way that they create dissonance in us. It's fear, you know, so we go, oh, my God, what is this?
Absolutely.
And so we got to tune on to the news. And it may not be that big of a thing, but it's caused our cortisol levels to go up, and we got to watch the news now so that we can go to bed knowing that the world isn't coming to an end or whatever. But all of the political upheaval that's going on,
mm-hmm.
all this stuff is just pushing everybody's stress levels up to where now were experiencing anxiety as a result. And I get a lot of people with panic attacks and like that. And it's just the culmination of all this. And even young people, you know, you would think, well, young people shouldn't be dealing with this. But, yeah, they are dealing with it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's something people aren't realizing is, and I think more and more people actually are realizing, I should correct myself there, that the anxiety, the stress, and with everything going into upheaval, and I'm not a sugarcoater, I feel it's going to be even more upheaval coming, and having the ability for people to know there's somewhere they can go, something they can try, I think that's so huge for everyone coming forward, and that's why I was really excited to have you on tonight, because it's another tool, another way, and people are going to be drawn to what they feel is going to work for them. So I think having this ability out there for people to check into what you have, and I think it's awesome. So I am so appreciative for you being on tonight.
I appreciate it, and it's I appreciate talking with you. It's really good, and I like it. You know, people like Jill call in. You know, there's people out there that are going, you know, well, maybe this makes some sense, you know. And you can spend years in therapy for some things, but, you know, with hypnosis, we can get to it quite quickly, you know, and get people's life. We don't have years to spend in therapy. We got to get our lives going. You know, people can't wait around forever.
I love that. And, you know, one of the things I like to tell people is, you know, as long as it, say if it took you 50, 60 years or 30 years or 20 years to get where you are now, it's not going to take that long to let it go and start over. And so many people think, well, if it took me 50 years to get here or 30 years, it's going to take me that long to get out of it. And it's like, no, it's not. It can be done in an instant. And I love how you mentioned that same thing is, it can be switched right away. You don't have to deal with it for the rest of your life. And I think that's something people should realize and look at and know there are ways to work through it.
Yeah, there's a book called Human Change Process, which is basically a university textbook. But I can't think of the guy's name. But anyway, he talked about how no matter what therapy you use, when change happens, it happens in an instant. And with hypnosis, what we're trying to do is just get to the instant, you know, as quick as possible.
I love that. And I know we're running short on time. That's the only thing. I love doing these shows and they run out so quick.
Yeah. You know, I always think, am I going to have enough to talk about? And it's like, oh yeah, there's always enough to talk about.
There's more than that to talk about. I have so many more questions, but I have to end the show. So I just want to say thank you so much for being on here, Drake, and let people know. Check out his website, hypnodenver.com. You can also check him out on Facebook, the YouTube, and check out the Eastburn Hypnotherapy Center. And then I also want to let people know quickly that next on the 17th of January, I will be interviewing Kelly Thiebel, and we are going to be talking about soul purpose. She is a channel for the collective, and we are going to be talking about what our soul purpose is in this lifetime, understanding purpose from, she channels the collective, and this is from their view, what the collective looks at, what they feel our soul purpose is. This is going to be a really good episode to find out more on what our soul purpose is here and working with the collective on what they feel our soul purpose is. And her website is kellythiebel.com if you want to check out her ahead of time. But I also just want to once again let people know, check out Drake's information, very down to earth. And I still wanted to ask you about your John Deere. I want to ask you about that because we're almost out, but your John Deere, I believe, is the last model year for the 1949. And just before they went to the R model, is that correct?
Oh, no. R was the diesel model that was based on the Model D. But the Model D ran through 54, I think, and it started in 1922. So it was the longest model of any manufacturer ever made. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
But I need a carburetor. So if you know anybody up there in Wisconsin that's got a carburetor for a 49 Model D, I need one.
Well, now we've got it out there. So if anybody knows, if anybody's got the carburetor for the Model B, let us know. Great. This has been absolutely awesome. I just want to thank you again for being here, and I thank everyone for listening. And tune in again next time. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you. It's been a joy. Thanks.
The there's always time for the drive-thru deal. Because no matter how fast you are at making breakfast, McDonald's is faster.
Wake up to McDonald's breakfast. Right now, buy a sausage biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or sausage McGriddles and get the second one for just a dollar. Order ahead in the app and pick up curbside. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.